I said, you know, this is one of the best prospecting articles that I've come across in a long time. In fact, I have like three new people who start on the products who are looking at the business, and they're all getting this morning. Of course, we're going to take it and download it, clean it up, but it's just awesome, and I want to talk about it today. So that's why I'm going to talk about that. But before I get into the article, I just want to kind of open the conversation around gratitude and thankfulness, because this is our week of Thanksgiving, and I rarely, if ever, do I go on my Monday call the week of Thanksgiving and not talk about thankfulness. In fact, if you want to read some of my prior Thanksgiving outlines and just, you know, recapture some of those moments, they're all under the self-development tab, not the sub-tabs, but the general tab. You'll find all my Thanksgiving talks in there, because it is a time to really sit back and look overview and be thankful for what we have in our lives, be thankful for everything around us. And I'm going to kick off just with a few comments, and then I just want to hear from some of you guys. But, you know, I remember when I taught you in...
I don't think they've received the outline.
Oh, they haven't received the outline.
Hmm.
Oh, if you haven't gotten the outline, Lydia says she's getting some feedback that even though the outline went out, for some reason it didn't come in. And it could be a Yahoo problem. So what you want to do is you want to go to the manatrain.net website. It's posted there, and you could print it off there. Okay? Under current trainings, that's where you're going to find this one, current trainings, because it hasn't been classified yet. It's current trainings. Okay, today's training. So everybody can take a few moments to go do that. But I'll just proceed and start talking about gratitude, because I think one of the important things for all of us to recognize is that gratitude is one of the most critical issues in our life. I mean, it's an issue from every single perspective. It's, you know, if you look at your spiritual walk, let's take for instance, and some of you are Christians, some are not. It's not about ManaTech. It is not a business that excludes anyone from doing business with it, but we do have a pretty significant Christian base. And we spend a lot of, as Christians, we spend a lot of time in Scripture, and you can, if you just Google, you know, the Bible and thankfulness, you're going to get massive, you know, different verses in Scripture that talk about having thankfulness in our hearts. And probably the one that's most quoted is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And it's really clear, that verse to me, it says, in everything give thanks. Notice it doesn't leave anything out. Did you ever notice the word everything? Does everybody capture the meaning of the word everything? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So what is he telling us? He's telling us that our life is supposed to be a walk in gratitude, a walk in thanks, always. And it didn't exclude any circumstances. And for me and my history and my family life, I every night before I go to get bed, I give thanks to the Lord for giving me that day. It's just, and what an awesome day it is. And there's only one time in my life where I had a very hard time doing that, and that was my brother was shot and killed, and I went to bed that night. But this is after I spent 3 hours screaming at the Lord in a local Catholic church, because I was out doing a ManaTech meeting on that Friday night. And I got so angry with God, and of course I spent a lot of time in that frustration, and it was those moments of looking for his face, right? And that's what we're to be in search of him, be in search of his face, and going out there and reaching out to him, because I knew I couldn't handle this. I mean, this is not something I could handle, and I didn't understand it. And of course I don't have to understand why he had it happen. I just need to understand what my next step is for me. And it was through that 3 hours that he gave me peace and solitude and whatever. But I got back home, and it still was hard. How do you thank God for a day when you lost your favorite sibling? I mean, that's a hard thing, isn't it? But it's important for us to understand that that's what he says. That, and he doesn't do this. He doesn't tell us to do this as a whim. You know, what do we know about thankfulness in our lives? What do we know that thankfulness stirs up? It stirs up an incredible positive attitude. It helps us convert ourselves from one of being in the negative mode, and we know negative mode produces negativity. A positive mode produces positive. And if you don't get that yet, please do it. And don't say, expect it to happen today and every moment that you're positive, that everything in your life is going to be positive, because that's not going to happen either. But it's incredible what studies show and statistics show about an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of positivity, you know, looking at things in a blessed fashion, that we are blessed. And so many people, when they talk about what they don't have or things they don't have, I write back and I just go, because I get some of this on Facebook, people post stuff, you know, it's, and I don't spend a lot of time there for many reasons, but I do spend some, and when I see people that, when I feel I can make a difference in somebody's life, that's when I typically post. So I would post something to the effect of, I don't understand why we can be so in such an attack mode when here's the way to look at it. We're so blessed that we're in this country. We were born. I'm blessed to have been born and raised in a country that's the wealthiest country in the world. I could have been raised in Ghana or Kenya or you know, many, many places. Or a black person in, I could have been black in South Africa. I mean, there are a lot of places where, freedom and true expression of rights don't exist. You don't have it. And the propensity or ability for you to climb up out of the dust is far less in terms of percentages, because everybody has an onslaught of poverty. So it's just wonderful to be blessed. That, just that in and of itself to me is such a gigantic blessing. No matter what my life looks like today or tomorrow or you never, that's a huge blessing. That's a change. But we fail to look at that because a lot of people look at life sometimes as, well, that's a given, Mary Jo. I'm already here. I'm going, yeah, but you don't have to be here. I mean, I don't know why we just overlook some of the most basic concepts of where we are in life and what we've been given and the gifts we've been given. But I want to read you, I talked about the seven mindsets. I remember I trained on that book in the past, and I'm just going to read a little paragraph in there, and then I'm going to kind of open the floodgates for all of you to share as well. But in that book, what is one of the seven mindsets, right? Does everybody remember that? It's called an attitude of gratitude. And Wayne Dyer was quoted. He said, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, right? So, and here's a pair. I just wanted to read about it because there's a study that they talked about in there about this attitude of gratitude. It said, it's fairly easy for most of us to be grateful for good things in our lives. According to Martin Seligman's Global Research Project on Happiness, that's good news, because systematically, being grateful can increase our lifespan. Seligman, the father of the positive psychology movement, has performed extensive studies on the impact of gratitude on our life experience. In one study, he tested people who were depressed. Each person was asked to spend a few minutes each day writing down the things for which they were grateful. The results were amazing. 92% felt happier, 94% were less depressed, 84% felt less stressed, and 78% had more energy. Even more amazing, the study estimated that by simply expressing daily gratitude, we can add 6.9 years to our lives, an impact superior to quitting smoking or performing regular exercise. Isn't that incredible? That's incredible. So just choosing happiness and choosing gratitude, that doesn't mean I want you guys to start smoking and quit exercising, okay? Because I don't smoke and I exercise every day. But the idea here is that I can buy my attitude of gratitude, and by choosing happiness and choosing that attitude on a daily basis, I can actually extend my life by 6.9 years. And what's one of the major reasons for that is because it reduces stress, right? The whole concept of stress in our life. And if we can take out antidepressants out of our lives, because a lot of people get stuck on those, if we can relieve ourselves of toxic drugs that are caused by our depressions, all these kind of things, and understand, people, I'm not saying that there aren't clinically depressed people in the world, but there are a lot of things we can do about a lot of things that we are not stepping into and taking responsibility for. So I'm just saying, what can we take responsibility for in terms of our day in and day out lifestyle? We can step into a heart of gratitude, a heart of happiness, a choice to look at things from a positive perspective and take on that world. So how do we increase our gratitude and appreciation in our business? Let's talk about Manatech every day. I tell people, number one, affirmations. I think a great way to start implementing a change in your life is putting out affirmations on gratitude every morning. And you can write those. They can be the same affirmations you read every day. But load them with affirmations of gratitude, being grateful and thankful. You can say thank you in writing and orally at every opportunity. Just keep using the words thank you. I think they've kind of disappeared from my vocabulary in many, many instances. In fact, what I've noticed lately over the last few months is the fact when somebody does say thank you, it almost stands out because it's so rarely used. I don't know if you guys test that yourself over the next couple of weeks and tell me if you don't think that's right. The words thank you, people just almost assume gratitude instead of express it. Appreciation, even when a prospect says no, you appreciate people no matter what they what activity they play and what response you get from them in your business. Monthly certificates and recognition, and a great time to talk about this because we just finished a business period end on Friday. And how many new regionals or nationals or executives, how many new leadership levels, how many people reached new levels in their GPV, how many people had a great number of signups? Maybe there's a way that every single, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday after a business close, you can get on the internet and you can start sending out confirmations or drop a little note in the mail to somebody. Those touches are so great. Believe in your people as well as yourself. Believe in your team. That's truly an act of gratitude. Be grateful for what you have. Don't look at yourself as what you don't have. Be grateful for the gifts you've been given. Be grateful for the leadership level you are at, no matter whether it's level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, according to Orrin Woodward's book, and just strive for something better. But don't ever look at it as a negative. Always look at it as positive, right? And in the three-point plan, if we look at what's the aspect of gratitude, there's plenty of that interwoven into it, but probably the one that stands out the most for me is the fact that, you know, we edify people all the time. We edify our upline. We edify our downline. We edify our leaders. It's about edification, which is a sense of gratitude, right? It's an expression of thankfulness and gratitude towards people and edification to bring on a positive attitude and show our thankfulness to have these people in our organization. All right, so that's I'm just kicking off thankfulness. Now, why don't you, anyone, get off of mute and just kind of tell me maybe what you're thankful for, what's going on in your life that you're thankful for, or any expression you'd like to make this morning about thankfulness. We'll do this for about 10 minutes, and then I'll get into the outline. Anyone? Star six, Lydia says. This is your first opportunity to take what I just talked about and step into it.
Mary Jo?
Yes.
This is Sue. I am thankful for your support and for your willingness. Sorry. Your willingness to step in and help me realize some dreams and even to dream again. So
I really
appreciate the effort and your heart. I appreciate your Australasia comment, your conference, everything that you put in and put out and just so into us. I just appreciate that so much, Mary Jo.
Thank you, Sue. And I appreciate you. I'm thankful to have you in my organization as one of my great leaders.
Thank you.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
This is Judy in Iowa, and I am not in your down line. I'm a cross line, but I, too, appreciate your support very, very much.
Yeah.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You, too. Okay, people, I'm going to shift gears. I didn't do this to get for me to get appreciation and strokes. I really want you to think about your life and what is around you that you want to be thankful for in your life outside of Mary Jo. I love you too, but I didn't do this to be a Mary Jo appreciation call.
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Hello. Oh, this is Chris Knight. I'm in Alabama, and I also am thankful for you and your support. But more importantly, I think that I am extremely grateful that God has given me another day and another opportunity to make a difference. And every day I keep thinking that, and I'm encouraged by your words. So thank you very much. To remember
thank you.
To do that.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, absolutely. Because we're not guaranteed any additional day, are we? We're not.
No, we're not.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
This is Peggy from Porcupine.
Peggy from Porcupine.
We had our Thanksgiving in October, but I
can't. I know. You Canadians are upside down. I'm just kidding. We love you.
Look at it this way. We have turkey at Thanksgiving, and we have 2.5 months before we get turkey again, so we're going to enjoy it.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. One of the things I want to be thankful for is this new 3-point plan. I do most of my contacting, if not all of it, on phone, you know, cold leads. And I've never, ever, ever had something that I could just pick up the phone and with such confidence just call them, make a statement to them, and set up an appointment. And then I have that napkin plan to do with them over the phone. It is just
awesome.
Such a relief. And it's a joy and excitement now when I make a phone call because I don't have
that awesome. Yeah, instead of coming from despair or what am I going to say or how can I convince them, it's all there for you.
Yeah,
right?
First thing I say, are you still interested in the home business? Okay, let's set up at a time that's for a 20-minute appointment.
Yep, perfect.
And I'm so happy for that.
Mm-hmm.
What I do afterwards, I haven't a clue yet. I haven't worked that far.
Yeah, you're so cute. Yeah, but you got that step down. No, you have tremendous. Yeah, the tool gives you tremendous confidence, and you have the new flip chart that Bo gave us at the leadership event that's in the library, so everybody, resource libraries.
No,
you need a script? I just did a training on the weekend with it. Maybe I'll make my script available to you guys.
That would be cool.
Bo is also coming out with one, but it's been a month and I'm still going, okay, Kamar, 3 weeks. We're kind of impatient, aren't we?
Of course. Yesterday,
right? Yes. But it's pretty easy to walk through. Just another suggestion for you guys about using the flip chart is go back to the Manatech Now, the posted Manatech Now is that I've done in the past 3 months with Kevin from the Tuesday night events here in the Dallas area. We basically cover all of the same kind of quote-unquote slides in our presentation that we do, that second half an hour presentation. That's the second half of each of those. You know, you can fast forward through the first half and not listen to the testimonials and who's Manatech. But you can pick up terminology and the way to discuss those slides basically off of that second half. There's very little in that presentation that doesn't come from that second half. Got it? And the other thing, a lot of those slides, I don't know if some of you recognize that, but a lot of those slides where they took them from was one of my past presentations. The slides that talked about, you know, what's going on in our world and the loss of jobs and robots, all that kind of stuff. I did the millennial slides. All those things came out of a prior presentation I did, and I also did that one on a Tuesday night presentation. So I think you can pick up a lot of language even without Bo, but I know you'd rather have a written script and say it perfectly, blah, 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 but in case you want to jump the gun, that's a way you can do it. But thanks, Peggy. Great. And it's wonderful that we have the confidence. I think what she's most saying is, I am so thankful for Manatech giving me a tool where now I have and a plan, the 3-point plan, where now I have the total confidence to talk to anyone about coming on as a business builder. Amen to that. I put exclamation points after that. Anyone else? Okay, crew, I'm going to talk about the next item then, and all I'm going to suggest is we have a lot of people on this call, like 80 people or so, and we probably, just by the fact that I only got 3 or 4 people to speak up, maybe each one of us need to take a look in that mirror and say, why is it I can't come up with things I'm really thankful for? I need to work on that, right? I work on it myself because I know, you know, if something goes awry or something and I get discouraged or something, bingo, I'm right on it. I'm like, okay, Mary Jo, wait, time out. How can I look at this differently? I got to shift it because I don't want to live in that arena of negativity. I don't want that to enter my life, and there's plenty around us in this world that could cause us to do that, but I don't go there. I stay positive. I stay with, you know, what is, you know, to me it's the way Christ wants me to walk on earth. So I take on that Christ-like approach that it's about, you know, loving on people, sharing the gospel, you know, sharing this incredible Manatech opportunity with people, the incredible products with people. All of that is so overwhelming to me that we've been gifted with such great science and great technology. And if you know, one of the things I wanted to express to you today, too, is something that really was a big aha moment for me, because I've never been in, I don't know how many of you on this call have done other network marketing companies. I have never done any other network marketing. And a lot of you know my story. It wasn't Manatech that attracted me. It was the science of glycobiology and the help from my dad. And that's what really triggered me taking this direction with Manatech. Otherwise, I'd never be in this business. If my dad wouldn't have had the results, sorry, people, I never would have joined this industry, because I never was exposed to it before. No one ever tried to get me in the industry, and I knew really nothing about network marketing. But thank you, Lord, for putting me on this path. But, you know, the remarkable results with my dad and then moving forward. But the intriguing thing, why I'm bringing this up and coming from this angle, is the fact that everywhere in the direct sales industry today, and I keep getting exposed to this directly and indirectly from people, the reputation Manatech has is we are a company of science. We are a company, if you want great products, Manatech has them. And historically, people have picked apart us in the direct sales industry that we had lousy business plan or not a good marketing plan or blah, 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 blah. And part of that was, I think, due to the fact that Manatech really didn't have a plan. They kind of, everybody did their own thing. I mean, we had different presidentials putting out different materials. And, you know, you had the Wendy Kramer group, the Susan Havener group, the Hilliker group. Everybody had different ways of doing the business, and those new ideas came up, and they were different. Every time we had a comp plan change, it was like we totally changed our business plan. And reason being, we wanted to take advantage of the comp plan changes. So it was just a process of hit and miss in building a business. I think the three-point plan today takes away all that hit and miss. And now we truly have a structure and a methodology on growing our business in the most effective way and the way that's going to produce the greatest amount of sustainability and income for everybody who gets involved. And that's truly a huge blessing. But the purpose of this conversation was to just express my immense gratitude. And for the fact that without having other experience, I couldn't put a value on the product as much as I already valued it because of my dad's experience, but I didn't have the sense about me that there are a zillion network marketing companies out there that just have Me Too type products. I mean, and they attract people purely from get rich quick schemes, and I mean that's why it's got such a bad reputation. And I didn't perhaps realize that early on. I just thought, why would you put a product in the marketplace unless it was a top quality product? But the reality over the years has set in that we really have something special. We have something so unique and so special. We have something that people in the scientific arena and the medical arena today would probably come by and offer Manatech billions of dollars just to take over our technology and take over our patents, because that's how outstanding our company is in terms of the science. So I just want people to appreciate that and understand that as well, that's how we're positioned in the industry, which makes us so unique and in such a great posture when we look around and look at why would we ever want to do something else. That's how I say when I'm working with the best product, why would I want to do something else when I can make that kind of impact in people's lives and watch people's lives totally transform? Why would I do anything else, right? So just to highlight that too, just from my perspective, and those who have been in other network marketing companies may have more familiarity with other products out there, but I sure didn't. And of course, I've done a lot of analysis of competitive products as people bring them up to me and ask me, what do you think about this and that? But after these 18 years in working with Manatech, I'm confident I'm at the best. I'm at the pinnacle. I'm at the top of the ladder, and I don't want to step down from that. So thank you, Manatech, for not only creating this incredible group of products, but also the integrity behind and the foresight behind getting the patents on all of this to protect us and all of our businesses going forward. Okay, so now let's jump in and talk about what I wanted, the article today. Lydia brought me this article last week, and I read it over the weekend, and I just, I was overwhelmed by it. In fact, I'm going to start using it as one of my top prospecting pieces. I don't know how you guys prospect, but I put together a Google Drive where I dump things that I attach on emails. This is in the Google Drive today because this article is so awesome. It is a great article for prospecting because it captures the essence of Manitech's history and what makes us who we are today. And so I'm going to review the article with you, and you can, and I popped in for a lot of you, you may want to just take quotes and pass the quotes on to people. So I put a lot of the quotes in the outline today, but it's very significant in terms of, you know, it's not a long read. It's about 3 pages long, so it's not an excessively long read, 3 or 4 pages. But it's something that instead of you telling them the history of Manitech, they can read from an independent third party. It's the direct selling industry in their magazine. Direct Selling News is where it was published, November 1st, 2014. And it's entitled, the article was entitled Industry with a Heart. But it didn't talk about the industry. It talked about Manitech. It was all dedicated to Manitech. So what it first talked about Manitech, you know, that Manitech is a science-based company. Here again, this brings up this science-based nature. So malnutrition made sense. And they, in the article, they go through the history of the company. So again, it gives you an opportunity to just give them an article to tell the history. Founders Sam and Linda Castor, their personal commitment to adopt 5 children. They started the nutrition company in 94, the founders of Manitech. They started supplying products to orphanage in Romania. And look at what it says in the article. So you don't have to repeat this anymore because we don't represent heal, cure, mitigate, right? But it says in the article, 35 to 40 children died every year at this orphanage, and Sam supplied 1 year supply of real food technology solutions for each child. And at the end of the year, not one child had died, and all were healthy. That's right out of the article.
That's beautiful, honey.
Isn't that beautiful? I mean, it's just a beautiful languaging. Manna Relief was formed in 99, okay, as an offshoot of that because of the, you know, we know the background, 501c3 entity, dedicated to providing life-giving nutrients to children in need around the world. Listen to this language, dedicated to giving life, providing life-giving nutrients. The associates fully supported with contributions to fund the expansion into 80 countries impacting over 100,000 children. Today, Manna Relief partners with international feeding programs to distribute Phytoblend powder, a highly concentrated powder of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients that can be added to any food. By 2013, the process had allowed Manitech to donate more than 16 million servings of Phytoblend. Now, people, this is a quote right out of the article. I want to highlight it to you. It's not totally accurate because Phytoblend, with a capital P, is a specific product. And this 16 million servings really goes back to everything Manna Relief did in the past. So be careful that you don't represent just in that 2 to 3 year period since Phytoblend's been out, that we've contributed 16 million servings. Okay. All right. Manitech chooses social entrepreneurship, which, and I don't know what the exact statistic is. I can look at that. Manitech chooses social entrepreneurship. That's a second part of the article. And by the way, I separated these parts out, not by the way they necessarily segmented them, but this is the order that they're in the article. In 2012, M5M adopted by the company as their mission, and they call this in the article, a movement to nourish 5 million malnourished children through the sales of Manitech products to 5 million people. I like the word movement. I guess I haven't used that in the past around M5M, but I kind of like it. The effort isn't simply a philanthropic sidebar for Manitech. It's at the company's very foundation. Isn't that great language? It's not a side thought for us. In Manitech, we are at the core of our foundation of who we are is our mission to end global malnutrition in children. And he said, in many cultures throughout the world, rice is the staple food. It fills the bellies but provides little nutrition. Phytoblend, Manitech, and social entrepreneurship turn those staple foods into mouthfuls of life-supporting nutrition. Isn't that a great quote? Ah, that's awesome as well. Sinnott believes social entrepreneurship perhaps the most written about subject in the last 5 years. A Google search showed over 1.74 million hits on social entrepreneurship. And we know a lot of those statistics because we've seen them in Mary Jo's slides about the growth at MBA, the different graduate business schools around the country, how fast they're growing. It's the fastest growing curriculum is social entrepreneurship. Why Manatech? In 2008, with the poor economy, Manatech saw how charitable entities were struggling, including Manna Relief. This is where Sam just suffered through. He kept saying, all these children needed these foods, and now because of the decline in the economy, thank you, Lord, for that, because it's what triggered all of this to happen. Sam just felt, oh, my, overwhelmed, because he was financially now supporting Manna Relief almost singularly because no one was making the contributions. They cut back their contributions to Manna Relief. And he was not going to allow these children to go without, who had been gotten used to receiving this product every single month. So from 2007 to 2012, Manatech wasn't profitable, but because of this commitment, Manatech continued, look at that, but helping others was so embedded in the company's culture that it never stopped its philanthropic programs. So Sinnott stated that during that time, and of course that's the whole that's how we transferred to M5M, was because that made it something sustainable. Dr. Sinnott stated, during that time, we always continued our charitable giving because we had faith that through giving, you bring goodwill and blessings on the company. We stuck to our core values, knowing it was important and non-negotiable. I said, golly, guys, this is our president of the company. I mean, our CEO, President Al Mal. Our CEO, I get confused on titles. So our CEO of Manatech is saying, during that time, 2007 to 2012, we always continued our charitable giving because we had faith that through giving, you bring goodwill and blessings on the company. We stuck to our core values, knowing it was important and non-negotiable. And Sam Castor did his homework. You know, he studied social entrepreneurship, and he said this is perfect for our company because it you never lose financial contributions to charitable giving in this as you do in charitable giving when it's dependent on people just unilaterally giving. This is a built-in sustainable system. And Sinnott's final quote in this part of the article was, before you take out company expenses, you set aside a certain amount that comes from top-line sales that goes to your cause. It is really a great way of handling it because it's very sustainable. For every sale we make, our associates know they are contributing to this cause, regardless of how the company is doing or how profitable we are or of even the global economy. So all those are excellent quotes in terms of why us and what we have created in this sustainable model of ending global malnutrition. The impact of this new model on Manatech, the model blended with the company's powerful direct selling foundation enabled Manatech to return to profitability in 2013 and to continue providing nutritional supplements to malnourished children, even during the worst of times. So the donations, almost $1.5 million were made from 2010 through 2013 to Manna Relief to distribute these nutritional products like Phytoblend to malnourished children. So, again, notwithstanding our tough economic times, these children continue to be fed. Sinnott later, another quote was, we have seen that social entrepreneurship, especially when it relates to childhood malnutrition, is something people relate to. It creates added value. It's a win-win-win for the company, our associates, and the children. They also discussed the Jason Lester China run in the article, so you can see that about that, and his commitment to do the run really solely was the purpose was to get the world to recognize M5M and this mission to end global malnutrition. And Rob gave a quote in there, which again is another very touching quote about our chief executive officer. Last year we had the opportunity as a family to visit multiple feeding centers and schools in South Africa that received Phytoblend. We got to see firsthand how our product is improving the lives of children living in some of the harshest conditions in South Africa. That has become a huge driver of me as a professional and a father. I believe that within this generation we can eliminate the major causes of malnutrition through fortification programs, ours and other similar approaches. We have a cost-effective way of getting supplementation into children's lives. Great. Super quotes. Now that we're seeing a turnaround in our business, we're also seeing an increase in the number of children we can reach in areas we serve. 5 million sounds, this is the closing quote in the article, and one that I would capture for everyone. We are seeing 5 million sounds like a large number, but we've already done more than 12 million servings this year, so I believe it is completely doable within my tenure to reach that 5 million goal. It's no more difficult a journey than the one being taken by Jason Lester as he runs the Great Wall. He'll finish that journey because he's taking it step by step and day by day. So will we. Dr. Rob Sinnott. So people, if you love that material, if you love what you heard, I suggest you get a hold of that article. Fix it up. Use it. Get it out to people that you're working with in the field, that you have your whole downline should have access to it as soon as possible. And the other thing is to start using it as a prospecting tool, especially for people with passion and hearts for children. They will absolutely love this historical approach to Manitech. They will see the distinction that we draw when we talk about direct sales. How is Manitech different from other companies? They truly have adopted a sustainable means of ending global malnutrition in children. And I love, personally, I love and I'm thankful that God's made me a part of this process, because every day we get to know we're making a big difference. So with that, any comments, any questions? Did you guys enjoy the language out of the article?
Mary Jo, this is June. I can't get the link to open to the article, but I enjoyed your recap.
Yeah, great. And you're in my organization, so Lydia's already redone the article, and it's going to be in Google Drive by the end of the day.
Okay.
So, okay, we'll send a note out to you.
Yeah. Mary Jo, this is Patsy.
Yeah.
I think that's fabulous for people that are long distance from us, and even our new ones getting started. I just think it couldn't be better.
Right. I mean, it's a great edification for even brand new people that just got started on the products or in the business. Just to, again, it's a confirmation for me. I've been in it 18 years, and I love this article. It's just, there were so many home run ball quotes in there that, you know, they can only say it. They say it so much better than what I can say, as I put it, right?
And to some who have been using product just
mm-hmm.
for years, this will be an affirmation to them as to why they should continue or why they should start back.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe a good reactivation piece.
Absolutely.
Could be, absolutely. Patsy, another great idea with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Patsy.
That
Hi, Mary
Jo. That was a good turkey gift.
A good turkey gift. Okay.
Hi,
yeah,
Mary
Jo. Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
This is Bernadette, and I really appreciate this article and the points that you put out in the outline. I did an event over the weekend, a two-day event, and a lot of people were saying, you know, they would keep asking me, how much is it, you know, and I'd say it's not expensive at all compared to the alternative. But there's so many great points in this that now I know I can use it. I don't even have to ask, you know, I don't even have to answer that, I feel, because it grabs your heart.
Yes, right, right.
Thank you.
When you grab somebody's heart, the dollar sign just disappears. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet. Great. Congrats, Bernadette, on your weekend.
I'm doing another one this weekend, too, so this will be a great handout.
Great. Great, great, great. Yeah. Make sure if you reprint it, too, that you clean it up. You want to make sure you do some edits to clean up the, you know, they have salesy stuff around it so that you really focus, you know, you can copy. Lydia says copy, paste, and then clean it up. Is that what you did, Lynn? Yeah. She copy-pasted it and then cleaned it up and put some of the pictures in there. So you make it – we actually put the Direct Selling News logo on the top of it and then put it reprint article. So they know it's a reprint of an article. The important thing to do is don't make it a Manitech marketing material. This is an independent third-party source writing about Manitech, which is what – also makes it so awesome. It's how the world's perceiving us, which, oh, I mean, it almost brings tears to my eyes. So, great.
Thank
Next
you
person?
Very, thank you so much for the tip. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Because we have to remember that so much of the material that we share with people, when Manatech makes material, it's a self-made material. That's why things like the Forbes article or an independent article written about Manatech in a magazine, those things are really powerful in terms of leverage to get people to, you know, look at you differently. Because it's just like if I go out and I tell people how great I am, that really is self-serving, right? But if I have somebody, independent third party, tell somebody, gosh, that Mary Jo Hilliker, she's just fantastic. Now, that has more credibility than me telling somebody how great I am. Of course, I don't tell people that anyway, but I'm trying to give you the analogy of what really helps you market in Manatech. Because even though our new DVD is terrific, right? But one of the things that makes that DVD so terrific isn't just the testimonials or Dr. Sunnett talking about it, because he's the CEO. But you have Dr. Ben Carson in that video. I mean, that it's that independent third-party person stepping in and putting their name behind the product, or, you know, making their credibility and their whole self and saying, this is how we feel about it. That's what really increases, you know, the sellability or marketability of your product. So just appreciate that. Anyone else?
Yeah, Mary Jo, is there any way that those of us not in your downline could get a copy of it?
Well, let me see if I can squeak it by Lydia. Okay. Uh-oh, she just came running in the room. She wants to teach you how to do it, is what she said. Copy and paste the article into a Word document. And then clean it up. That's all you do. Because Lydia's kind of cute, and I don't blame her in a way, because if we don't help teach you how to do it, then you know what? Every single time you have to hold somebody else's hand to do that. And maybe you have somebody, if you feel like you're technologically challenged, you know me, I'd give you everything I have, right? That's how I am. If you're technologically challenged, find somebody in your organization who's not. Lydia suggested, you know, your son, your daughter, your grandson, your granddaughters, those are the people that know this, like, without a problem. And just give them an idea of what you want it to look like. You know, just say, hey, this is why I want the title to be Direct Selling News, and I want it to say reprint of article or article reprint, and the date of the article, November 1st, 2014, is important, because that's where you're taking it. You're taking an article. It's like a reprint of an article, and then the title on it. And it's not a hard thing to do, but grab somebody around you, because, you know, I'm a person that loves to just give everybody everything, but the problem with some of the things that I do is I don't empower you guys to be the best you can be, you know, stepping into a little bit of a different situation of, you know, creating things yourself and finding ways, creative ways to do it, because Mary Jo's, next time you find an article, it's not, you know, there are plenty of good articles out there. It's not going to be on Mary Jo's Monday morning call. So who's going to help you then? So start now with figuring out ways to do some of this stuff, and now you'll be self-sufficient, and you can serve you can be that leader in your organization to serve them as well. Makes some sense? I know you guys are going, no, it makes no sense, Mary Jo, just give it to us right now.
And Mary Jo, just to let them know, it doesn't automatically come up with that article, but it's off to the left under features. They can choose it, or they can type it in the top search bar. So.
Oh, when you got to the link?
Yes.
It's under features, yeah.
It's on under features on the left, industry with heart, or they can just type it in the search bar, whatever.
Yep.
Either one.
There you go. Thanks, okay. Sue.
My pleasure.
Okay, anything else from you guys? All right, great. This is Thanksgiving week, so be in a spirit of gratitude, thankfulness, and a great time. You know, some people go, well, you know, I'm too busy this week. I can't go out and prospect. Well, I already lined up calls and meetings, and because there's nothing much I can do about it. It's always going to be that way. because life is busy, and I don't. You shouldn't be able to start and stop your business like that on a dime. It's one of those things that you really want to always be in the business. So think of how many ways you can get new prospects and share your business with new people this week. It's a great time because, especially with relatives and friends, you're around them. I invited a bunch of new people to Thanksgiving Day dinner. I mean, it's just it's a great time. It's a great time of celebration and being around lots of people. It's time off to go and share and get new contacts for your business. All right, everybody. Love you all. Have a great one this week, and we'll be back on next Monday. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Bye.